Hello, hello, hello. Yeah. Hello. Ah, 독신 가정시바나 신체 독신 당한서 가수월다. 사업에 사당 다 네 랑기 라. 그럼 이제 라마다 라베라 아니 진진 잠바 에르메시 에르마치 버튼데 아니 섬바 땅세 다 야라도 마치 라 가서 시바나 신레 산 야라도 바 니게메나 아니 차차와 아니 쳐바 샤바 아니 지수이랑 고신 소화데 응어치 어떤데 시다 그럼 생기 등 어떤데 시 도트베 시까마 니숨시 로 어떤데니 자명이 떠봐 드니 자명이 마탕에 어떻습니까?
So bring to mind the special deity of wisdom Manjushri in the space in front of you and think that he is inseparable from your root guru and with that contemplation and then and we will do the seven limb practice on our own for the next 2 to 3 minutes. So if you do not know the seven limbs by heart, so they are the limb of prostrations, then the limb of offering, and then the limb of confession, the limb of rejoicing, then the limb of requesting the Buddhas to turn the wheel of the Dharma, and then beseeching them to not pass away into Nirvana, and then lastly, you have the limb of dedication. Okay, we will do this on our own for the next 2 to 3 minutes, so do this well, yeah, from the bottom of your heart. And after that, then we will recite the praise to Manjushri and his mantra together. obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart a scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his son. All creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of the ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dandana proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with the 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all-loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's words and texts that explains them. In a short mandala offering, which can be found on page 27.
Sanjay,
dagi chuje gebe sonam gi dollar hunje sonje dollar어떻게 딱 가르쳐 나온 저다 아니지 사과도 아니지 가르쳐 왔다 선지 다 직된도 중재 땜밥만 예배 깝라 독신에 먼저 외대바시 지직체 아니지 최직네 대장만 해봐 아니지 랑기 뭐네 직다 최라 직 최장도 최진도 진대기 아니 지금 심심쇼께 어 진대기 지금 땅에 도가라 땅가랑서 자왕 아마라 다 속바도 내가 사야지 내 상보지 사야 바지 패션 유튜브에 신 바래 그러 봐
so and so in the at this point of our lives you know we have met the teachings of the Buddha. So the teachings of the Buddha still exist in this world. And from our side, we have an interest and an intention to learn and then put those teachings into practice. Yeah. So if we think about this, yeah, I think we can say for sure that, you know, that we have accumulated some virtuous karma, a lot of merit in our previous lives, in order to for this to happen now.
Oh, today some tangche, or tanda tuzu tinde, ani chik tuzu tinde zomche, ani chik ta le chu xingye le, ani chu ningye le, ta gangge tongne ta chik ta shukjebse pyusum zomche. 주지 차대시 그러봐 다디 딘데 무슨 소보 용해디 딱도 용해 매바래 그러봐 거디는 공부 시에시 아니 지다 딘데 가와 상부인이 가와 상부디 안 주소도 맞아 치지 아니 지 숨쉬 깨고야 다동 그러봐 어디 이 말이
So at this juncture in our life and, where you know all the conditions are there for us to learn you know So the instructor, the teacher is present, then you have an interest to learn, you know, so all these conditions must come together yeah, in order for such a class to happen. Yeah. But we cannot take this for granted. You know. We have to understand that this is not something that will remain forever. We should not expect that, you know, this is, you know, it's only natural. You know. So it's not like that. Yeah. So with this understanding, that we should realize how fortunate we are. You know. And therefore, we should even generate a stronger determination to make sure that we do not waste this opportunity.
Oh, then this church in there, not so that, then they love you, Chela, that you can chick, you do chick, and you chit where a couple of mother to the dela, Roba, Tamazo, Yung Tube, so that, so that, love you, Chin, Tropos or Alicoa, then the chip of Mambo, you say, some should get you a day, that Zinashi puts Chagore, Roba, but Yam do Yung Dengish.
So in such times, in this world of ours, if there is only one teacher teaching just one or two students, yeah. So it is very unlikely that such a class, you know, will ever be organized, yeah, or will take place anywhere. You know. So the very fact that there are many people coming together, you know, with the same interest to attend the same class, and does make a difference. You know. You know, naturally, you know, if you are part of a group, you know, doing the same thing with the same intention, yeah. Somehow it does push us along, yeah? Help us, you know. So it gives us some kind of encouragement, yeah, to see, you know, that there are also many people who are, you know, trying to do the same thing, yeah.
So we are all in
this together. We are all members of the same class. So this is something that we have to remember all the time. Okay. So we are here to support one another. So when we see one another, you know, we should remember, you know, these are my companions, my helpers, you know, in my path, in my study, yeah. and so with this, we should feel happy, you know, to see one another, to be in the presence and the company of one another. Yeah. So this is something to keep in the mind all the time. Yeah.
어떻게네 다다 남미직 당신이 다다다 남미직이다 파마 이제 망보지어 봐야나다 즉즉 요하러 왔다 즉즉 잡아다한테 내셔 뒷낭신이 진짜 집어시도 딜을 하고 싶고 해야지 어떤 데가 두시 샤시 쌤 진짜 된거 어디 계시면 있어요 로아
just like in a family, you know, because you know, in a family, you know, if you have siblings, generally, you know, it's different. I mean, this kind of a family feeling, you know. Because there's blood relationship, you know, there's this feeling, you know, there's mutual, there's kind of a mutual understanding and love, you know, and respect, yeah. So likewise, you know, for this class, you know, we should cultivate the kind of relationship, you know, the kind of, in fact, even more, you know, get away in this together, you know. Yeah.
Oh, today, that rehearsal today, and what that one is, what the cartoon, that the summer show, that the ship, that one, that. 다 조금 예보시오지게 두시 시작해야지 계신부터 시작. 어라 독신이다. 두남치고 해. 그러봐. 아니 지금 딘데 충분이나. 다 담재라 평야래. 그러봐. 다 조조라 평교야래. 랑라 평교야래. 신라 평교야래. 안 조조 열제조야래. 뒤산에 편도용해. 저장다. 딘데 공부 자신부 시작해. 어떤 일을.
So we need to really, this is very important. Yeah. Cultivating this sense of. There's a feeling towards one another, yeah, in our class, and that we are in this together. We are like the same family. We are, you know, one group. We are one. Yeah. This is very important. Okay, remember this. So we have to pay attention to this and put effort also, yeah, from our own side. Yeah. And if we are able to do this, you know, from our own side, all of us, you know, we the center benefits. We as individuals benefit, and by along the way, you know, others benefit from our actions. Yeah. So everyone benefits. Okay, and this is how then the center can progress and make further progress and improvements. Yeah.
What in the air is hot to see? Chesanta or a tatusin at the chimney. Tatine, Takazan, Kazan Shueti, that ten bottoms you can make the topas, Kazan Shueti, that's all new body. The was that Kare Guki or Sina, that man to cup of the lot of chimbuchi yung dish. Tapa Chijung said it, Jiggy, the Dawa meeting is. Gawana sin zinding is. That Jerry Majig Tinde Mares, that in the Zimbab Lotodi, Loto Chimbores, Tapa Chisholm saw in the Gamare, Chigi Chigla Torch Girls, Tapa Chimbo Yinaya, that Tapa member Lamla Locogres, Sebuch in the Sumaya, that in Yegway Mare, according to Pejama Sebuto Lok, and it Tindes Yegway Chimore.
Okay, so we started looking at the first greatness of the this Lamrim instructions. Yeah. So the greatness of realizing that the Lamrim enables us to understand that the teachings of the Buddha, yeah, are non-contradictory. Yeah. Okay. So after, you know, much has been said about this. Yeah. But what is the very essence? What is the point that we have to get at the end of the day? So, you know, usually there's this a lot of people have this huge misconception that the Hinayana and the Mahayana are contradictory, that they have totally nothing to do with one another, you know? That these two are in conflict. Yeah. So if you practice one, you can't practice the other, or you shouldn't practice the other. Yeah. So Lama Tsongkhapa here in the text explains very clearly that this is not the case. Yeah. To hold on to such a view is a huge mistake. Yeah. So Lama Tsongkhapa says very clearly, he explains how the Hinayana teachings and the Mahayana teachings are not contradictory. In fact, they are complementary. They assist one another. And even if one is a follower of the Mahayana path, one must still learn and practice the Hinayana teachings. Yeah. Okay, so this is basically the essence of this particular outline. Yeah.
Oh, tinan ta nega ni shenwa ta gao ma yin ba la to to lung ko ni ping ge ya ma re ji ri be ji du ku ge ya re ta pa che jung gao ma re si ni ri be du ku ge ya re ta che 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 ri pa cha ge ya re ko ta pa jung gao ma yin ba ri be du ku ge ya re cha jang ri pa kan de si tang ni du du ti sam na tang ko ya. Ani ti ribe kyabjola sanje chumdeni kande sumyo da sti imbati. Ta ribe kyabjola chumdeni kita tapo chusun kama imba kande sundo sulonga. Ti kyab ribe kyabjola longwe. Ati ni kechimbo imbare.
Okay, you got it. So the essence, yeah. So the bottom line is this outline is that the Buddha's teachings are not contradictory. Let's say the Hinayana and Mahayana teachings are not contradictory. That's the bottom line. Okay. But saying that alone is not sufficient, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. You know, you have to be able to, you must understand why that's the case. No? You know? Why is it that the teachings of the Buddha are not contradictory? Why is it that the Mahayana and Hinayana are not contradictory? You have to be able to explain, isn't it? Yeah. And just bringing up a quotation from the Buddha's teaching, you know, to make that point, you know, is not sufficient. Yeah. The main thing, in order to prove the bottom line, is always reason. Logic and reasoning is the main thing. Okay, so you must see what is the main logic or reason that is employed, you know, in this particular context to prove that the teachings of the Buddha, such as the Hinayana and Mahayana, they are not contradictory. Okay, how? And then only then, you know, then do you bring in a scriptural authority, you know. Then only then do you bring in a relevant quotation from the Buddha's teachings in order to support the particular line of argument, yeah. Okay, the main logic that is used. Okay? Boleh? Yeah. Sometimes move the head a bit is quite good, yeah. Okay, yeah. 五七又只有三了, most people are smiling, so.
Oh, then 티셰 아니 다가나시 다 니바디 가서 쉬어나시래 다 다가나시 다 택바 침배스도가나 다 바로도 침배 택바다 다 도시 택바스도가나 양 안소야 근데 록도 중으로 와 자가 명예도 없이 좋아 진짜 그니 가도 진대네시 어디서 지름 보제 디니 가와 말을 쓰니다 디네마 리베 두빙에 리바 간데스 두고 두고 디삼나탄 거야 디에 잡혀라 롱두베 디치바이 말해 어딘데게 돈에 다 바로 지금 택바당 누구도 지 택바니 아니 나와 말했어 지기 지기라 도체 내가 도지 택바이 나야 바로 지금 택바 놓고 그 말했어 말라바 도지 택바 놓고 여 말했어 어딘데게 내가 신고해 다던다
Then there is another misconception with regards to Mahayana Sutra and Mahayana Tantra. You know, you normally hear Mahayana Sutra and Mahayana Tantra, but specifically, we should be saying Mahayana Paramitayana, or the Mahayana Perfection Vehicle, and then you have the Mahayana Vajrayana, or the Mahayana Vajra Vehicle. Yana means vehicle, yeah. Okay? So, then usually when people think about these two, you know, oh, Sutra, Tantra, or, you know, the Paramitayana and Vajrayana, oh, these two are like, again, you know, has nothing to do with one another. These two are like contradictory, yeah. Okay? So this is another misconception that we have to remove. Yeah. So the bottom line is this. These two yanas are not contradictory, isn't it? Yeah. So the point here is, do you understand what's the reason why, you know, these two, the Paramitayana and the Vajrayana, are not contradictory? So that's the thing you have to understand. Yeah. Okay. So. And it says, so you have to establish that by logic, and then you bring in also scriptural authority to substantiate that argument. Yeah. So, and then basically, the point is this, even as a Vajrayana practitioner, you must practice teachings of the Paramitayana. Yeah. So the teachings of Paramitayana do not contradict the teachings of the Vajrayana. Yeah.
ओ तुक्षिने तंदा इन्हें ता बेचा लोक्षे ता दंबतम जी कामे तो तोपा से दिल दे सजे दे लोक्षे तंदा इन्हें ता पर जो चमा दां अने तबा चीजों इन्हें कामे बा लोंगे कंदेर डुकुतो लोंग रिपे कंदेर डुकुतोस अने आ दां ता पर जो चीज तबा इन्हें कामे बा रिपे कंदेर डुक लोंगे कंदेर डुकुतो रिपा करे दो बेचा
So, with respect to this particular outline, you know, so which is on basically is on the whole of page 8, and then it ends with the first paragraph of page 9, on page 9, isn't it? So, these different paragraphs here just talking about the first greatness, isn't it? So, at the end of the day, when you read this section, you should be able to pick out, you should be able to understand these two things. Yeah. So with respect to how the Hinayana and Mahayana teachings are not contradictory, you have to be able to pick out from your reading how that is proved by reason and how that is substantiated by scriptural authority. Likewise, with regards to the Paramitayana and the Vajrayana, what is the reason that proves these two are not contradictory? And what is the scripture authority that is used to substantiate the argument? Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. What is the scripture authority that is used to substantiate the reason that is used to prove that the Paramitayana and the Vajrayana are not contradictory? Boleh? So at the end of the day, these are the few points that you must be able to explain, yeah, after reading this section.
Okay.
So do you think you have gotten the reason now? What is the line of reasoning that's mentioned here in this verse, in this couple of paragraphs? You got it or not?
Huh? You got? Huh?
Uvo.
If you got, you have to move your head. You don't got it like that. I don't know. Huh? Not many people moving either like that, either like that.
Please don't do like India. You know, in India they move like that, you know, but actually they move no, but actually they mean yes. They say yes, yes, but they mean no. Hello. Oh, no problem, no problem, ma'am.
The cousin chiba cousin did not matter. She saw what happens to the sugar. Oh, my, what happens? What did they start on that cousin? You must shoot at it, then the shumoche,
So I've already talked about this quite a bit. So I will not repeat this again. I will just move on. Otherwise, we will spend a lot of time is on one particular section. But the point is, you have to read the text, and then you know what I've just mentioned. You know, a couple of points. At the end of the day, you know, when you read this couple of paragraphs, that's the kind of the KPI or the result that should come after reading these couple of paragraphs. You know? Okay, so if in the case, you know, that you've read it, you really try and you keep reading it, you know, but you still don't get the point, then that's fine. Then you ask. Okay, then you can ask me.
Yeah. Bole. Sik digi rikpa duksu dhukui wala sin di shei gyabay na tak wane takta resha sin jik semna chalaji hani gyuru mu tenpo shi detuwe kyabar chimbo yungkuri.
So if you, you know, if you read the text over and over again and then you think about it, and but if you still can't really figure out what's the reason, and then only after that, after having trying to find out, if you don't find out, then if you ask me the question and then if I were to give you then the answer, then it will probably stick in your mind for a long time. Because from your side you've really tried, you know. You really tried, you know. You're looking for the answer, yeah.
What does it mean? That's why Nibat in the Niba Sungrap Tamja Tangadu Chewa Statua Nibatita.
Okay, we'll look at the second greatness, okay. So the greatness of all the Buddha's teachings dawning on you as useful instructions or instructions for practice. Okay, so this is the second greatness of the Lamrim instructions. Yeah. So the Lamrim possesses the greatness of enabling us to understand that all the scriptures are instructions for practice, are something to be put into practice. Yeah. There is another, in fact there are many, but there's one huge, you know, maybe huge, yeah, is an understatement, you know. But there's one very, very extremely big misconception in a lot of people's mind. And what is this? All these great philosophical texts, you know. They are the teachings of Buddha, but there's all these great philosophical texts do not contain, you know, things that we should practice. You know. And also with regards to all the sutras, you know, we talk about all the sutras of the Buddha, you know. The Buddha taught many sutras, you know, that you have the Perfection of Wisdom sutras, the long, middling, and the short one. Or then when we look at the Kangyur, you know, the Kangyur is the translated words of the Buddha, all the sutras in tantras, yeah. And then there's you have the Tengyur, which is like the translation of all the commentaries, you know, by the great masters, Indian masters of the past, yeah. So when we think of these sutras and these texts of the Buddha and also many great philosophical texts, we don't think of them as something to be put into practice. Yeah. Okay? So this is an extremely huge misconception.
Yeah.
So
this becomes extremely important to eliminate, to destroy this wrong view, this misconception. So what does Lama Tsongkhapa say in regard to this? Yeah. So on page 9, isn't it? Anyone construing the great scriptures to be explanatory teachings that do not contain the points of practice, who thinks that guidance indicating the meaning of the essential points of practice exists separately from them, and holds that even in the Holy Dharma, the explanatory and the teachings and the teachings that are supposed to be practiced, you know, are found in different places. Having such, you know, basically, if you think in such a way, this will create an obstacle for
the.
Yeah. So up to the words found in different places. Yeah. So basically, if you think that the Dharma is divided into two, you know, there's some Dharma just for talk only, just for learning only, for discussion sake. But then there's something else for practice. Yeah. Okay. So if you hold on to this view that the Dharma is divided in such a way, this is what constitutes a huge misconception or mistake. When we talk about this huge misconception, we need not look elsewhere. No. It is there in our minds. We have this belief in there. This is what we think. No. Why? Because, you know, just think of how your attitude towards this great philosophical text, you know. So, you know, when we talk about these great philosophical texts, you know, which are difficult, yeah, you know, that, you know, we talk about trying to learn the extensive stages of the path, you know, then we have the perfection that talks about the different perfections, then those different philosophical texts that talks about the middle way, for example, emptiness in detail. You know, whenever we think about such philosophical teachings or texts, you know, we think that you know they are just philosophy. They are just something to be learned, you know. And perhaps sometimes people may even think, oh, this is just to make us, you know, to learn these teachings is to basically make us more intelligent, basically, to make your mind a little bit sharper, and maybe to make your mouth a little bit sharper as well, you know, and a little bit quicker. And, you know, but, you know, yeah, that's about it, you know. But then we think, you know, that's about it. That's their real purpose, but they're not meant for practice, you know. Because when we think about practice, then we think that no, practice is only related to our daily recitations, you know, or this sadhana or that prayer, you know, or what else is there? Kandunda. So basically we think that the texts, you know, that are for practice would include our daily recitations, our prayers, or some short instruction, you know, such as mind training, you know, or we like mind training, you know, some mind training text, some short lamrim text, you know, and we think that, oh, these are the real things to be put into practice, you know. So then in our minds, we make a distinction, you know, between teachings that are to only to be learned and studied. And then when it comes to practice, there's something else.
What to say? What tinde sumbai na? Ta lotores. Ta tinde je ani je lotores yo bai na? Ta thela nyemi chim. Ta nyemi yungde. Ta nyeba kare yung gore tinde lotores yo na? Ta nyemi yung gore nyeba chim yung de kare yung gore sena? Ta tinde ma sumai la.
So if we think like this, then we have to, you know, we have to realize, you know, that it is actually a huge misconception. It's wrong. Yeah. So I mean, of course, if it is a misconception, if it is a wrong view, then what are the consequences? You know? So the consequences are stated here in the text. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 따뜻한 말씀에 따뜻한 말에 또 유당 따 공대기 등절로 먹어봐 침보집이 직체신 따 로또도 여봐나 직체신. Tetala nangi tun mi tun be chi koja choba koja zam choba us. She nyebe nesu chimbe choba mi legi tiba soba shebar chao us. Ota tuk sunga, nyebe tinde yungre sunga ta.
So what are the negative consequences of our thinking in such a way? So after number 12 in bracket, so it says, this will create an obstacle for the, or it will preclude, you know, the development of deep respect, you know, towards, you know, those stainless or immaculate sutras and tantras, as well as the treatises clarifying the intent of these sutras and tantras. Yeah. And then one should be aware that the karmic obscuration of abandoning the Dharma is accumulated by despising these teachings, you know, saying that they only outline external knowledge without presenting the deep meaning or the inner meaning.
Oh, to say that, that,
You follow so far? So if we have the idea that there are these the actual words of the Buddha himself, the different stainless sutras and the tantras, you know, and also those great treatises. You know what's a treatise? Yeah? In English, I'm not talking in Dharma, not English, you understand treatise, yeah. We're not, you know, basically those things that give you a headache. Yeah? I mean those very complicated, I mean, but difficult teachings, yeah. You know, the philosophical teachings, yeah, you know, generally speaking, yeah. So you know, if we have this idea that these sutras and tantras and all those great treatises, you know, the philosophical texts, you know, that explains, that clarifies the meaning of the sutras and tantras, if we think that all these texts, you know, are only meant for knowledge, you know, they're not something to be put into practice, you know. If you hold on to this, if you have such a worldview, yeah, now, yeah, then obviously, what is the result? Obviously, when you pick up such a text, you know, or when you think of these texts, you know, you will have not much respect for those texts. Yeah, you will not have faith in them. Obviously, yeah. So if you do not have faith and respect for these texts, then obviously, then you will not see that they are necessary for your own development. You will not see that you need actually these teachings. Yeah, and you know, it's human. Yeah, when we see that or something, when we think that something is not useful for us, then you know, then the chances of us putting it down is higher, isn't it? Yeah, what's the use of this? Then we start to despise it. Yeah, despise and look down on these teachings. Yeah, and when that happens, then we are in the danger of creating this negative karma of abandoning the Dharma, isn't it?
Yeah?
And if this happens to us, then it's very jialat, basically. We really incur a heavy loss, yeah, for ourselves.
Oh, tinde sungari sha. Ta tinde ma ta tonda ini karasana ta sanje ki kadang ti gunde ta ti jawa ta tinjo tinzo ta karaswar ta. Ta dangma tenge chodo jua de tinzo res ta tonda ti sungu yana tinde ma ta jeru mochi.
So Lama Tsongkhapa is actually saying that, you know, these the words of the Buddha himself, the sutras and the tantras, together with those great treatises that clarify the intent and the meaning of these sutras and tantras, all these texts, you know, in fact, you know, they are the supreme instructions. You know. They are the supreme instructions.
Oh, that is the Songya La, that is the Ma, that. Tenas, Tardo Namlas, Rava Tardo Namla, Milu, Damba Choni, Shung Chimbonam, Yin Mers, or Tosinita.
So, and so, therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says, no, hence, for those who want liberation, the infallible, supreme instructions are indeed these great scriptures. Yeah.
Oh, Tindarisha, that Tinema. That the name of Carson was not that Shun Chimotindo, that Dama Temp Chore de Inaya, that Carsona Tinala, that Yamsulan, so Lamjim, but Satan or Tina de Inaya, that was a shimmer to his Rangi, Gunris, that on that.
So Lama Tsongkhapa goes on to say that, you know, that although these classic texts, yeah, these treatises, you know, although they are the supreme instructions, you know, our lack of understanding that they are the supreme instructions, you know, our lack of understanding is our taiji, you know. This is our fault. It's our mistake.
Oh, this is my lot. That me jangs when jang rani lo shamba la sobi jun zeng ji dambe chok do shung te zam na ten nyabar minu be sta to ta.
So yeah, so Lama Tsongkhapa says, yeah, nevertheless, so hence, no, for those who want liberation, the infallible supreme instructions are indeed the great scriptures, yeah. But nevertheless, it is possible that due to poor intelligence, etc., one cannot reach certainty through relying on these scriptures only as supreme instruction.
다 도다 치레 다 냠네 용서 잡고 진짜 숭세 왔나 다 랑게 시험에 서 바디 다 조조 팀 바디 가라스나 랑기다 로인 바 충아 다 세나 소놈 충아 야나 디딥 쳐와 야나 다 제외신이 다 수 양 타버지라 마데 와 틴데기 진기 다 돈다니 마셔 바레스 다 돈다 그러와 이나 진조라 냠네 마템 바지 마레스 다 딥 다 랑기 로이 쳐레스 와 독스니 숭부스레
So although these sutras and tantras and the great treatises clarifying the intent and meaning are indeed the supreme instructions, our not understanding this fact, you know, is our own fault, our own mistake. Yeah? And our lack of understanding or not understanding this fact arises due to a couple of reasons. One of it is lack of intelligence. Another reason is a lack of merit. Another reason is having a lot of negativities and obscurations and obscuring the mind. Another reason is not having, not relying on a qualified teacher who can point out the way. So these are the various reasons, basically, that basically is responsible for us not understanding, you know, that these scriptures, great treatises, are instructions for practice. Yeah. So it is not that. The great treatises do not show the instructions for practice, but rather, due to our own limitations, we fail to realize that.
What in the sense? That in the ma, that dhamma chokdi, that shung chenpo nangyo tenyo bayina, that shung chenpo gongpati, that kandesi tsegu kres, that chodang kandesi tsugu kres, that dhamma chokdi telayo bayina, that kandesi tsugu kres, that
So the question is, if these sutras and tantras and the great treatises and the classic texts that clarify the intent and the meaning, if they are the instructions, if they are the best instructions, then how should we extract the instructions from these teachings, these scriptures? How?
Oh, dinde sungela, da tambe menga la tenes, teda la nyaba tsor chao nyamdu menga tsukoba yingi is, otusini, da jerbuchi dinde sungela.
So, therefore, one must seek certainty with respect to them by relying on excellent direct instructions. Yeah. So, basically, we must seek out the personal instructions here, okay? Thinking that I will seek certain knowledge of those texts based on the personal instructions of an excellent being.
だとんだ定義としめたらペドじゃな。だペナ、ペドじゃな。ペナだ、ユムジリツスメ、ゴンバジ、シェンドヤバイナ。ゴンバジ、カンデジリツ、シェンドヤバイナ。ユムジリツスメ、デワ、だ、ジャガル、ペンドナムジ、テンシェベ、だ、ティ、デワジングロ、だ、ティラ、テジェ、だ、ユムジゴンバシェコエ。ロワ、ペシャナ。
So
ti dewe dewa sin zambe dewa la deje yan jaga pendum na shungi de menga di xian guo ya to tong da tian da lang ge jie xin yi le de ne ta ti dewa de se bu ji xie guo ya da tong da tar du na da ye ge san jie ge sun ge gong ba di xian guo ya la mi yu te la xiao xie da meng ka suo ran re dewa xian luo che da sun ge gong ba xian guo ya da ti de men da
Just to give maybe an illustration, okay? So let's take the perfection of wisdom sutras taught by the Buddha. Yeah, you know? For example, the ones sitting up there, those volumes and volumes of stuff. Yeah. So in order to understand the real intent and the meaning of that sutra, that's for example. If we look at it now, we can't hold it. So we have to rely on those classic texts, great treatises composed by the great Indian masters of the past, that explains the intent and the meaning of that sutra, for example. Okay, so you have a Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So in order to really understand what it really means and what it is saying, you have to rely on, let's say, an authoritative text. Composed by a great Indian master of the past, which comments on the sutra. But the thing is, even if we look at the treatises, the classic texts composed by these great Indian masters, also headache, yeah? Also quite boring. So in order to even understand that commentary, that classic text, you have to rely on a commentary to that commentary. And in order to be able to even understand that commentary to the commentary, you also have to rely on the personal guidance instructions of a qualified teacher.
Ani sanje sunje gongba la dokwe oti sungu yore zoda.
So when we talk about we like all these words, personal advice, personal instructions. Yeah. So personal instructions. You need the personal instructions. But the whole point, the goal is by relying on these personal instructions, then you can understand the commentaries, the classic texts. That elucidate, that highlights, that clarifies the intent of those different sutras. Yeah, so that's the goal. Yeah, but in order to do that, we have to rely on personal instructions. This is where personal instructions comes in.
Yeah. 어떻게 딜레 신도 신나 다 넌도 신보래 송구여다 그러와
so you have to read so basically you have to rely on the personal instructions and guidance of a qualified teacher who him or himself possesses the unbroken lineage contains the unmistaken instructions coming from the Buddha himself yeah so basically we have to understand that these personal instructions serve for us to help us understand the intent and the meaning of these sutras, tantras, and the great philosophical treatises. Okay, so the supreme instructions are found in the sutras, tantras, and the classic texts, the great treatises. Okay, yeah, it's there. You don't have this idea that the personal instructions are something different. No? And then that the supreme instructions are somewhere outside, somewhere else.
Tende ma song su, tende ta te wal, tende song do wal, tende song na ta te le xin do song na di ge ma le song gu yo. Ta tende xiong nam ni qi guo jie zhe ge zhe mi yin bei ning bo me la si. Miang an nam ni nang ge tian tian bei qiao yun le niam tu mi song wo si. Ta tende song na di ge ma le si ta jie ren bu xie ta ta dam ga yin ma le ta dong da.
So Lama Tsongkhapa says that here, yeah, one should not think that the great scriptures or the classic texts, one should not think that these scriptures do not contain the heart of the matter, because they only outline outline external knowledge, while the personal instructions, the personal advice are supreme, because they present the deep, the real meaning. So one should not think in such a way.
What to say? That didn't ma, because na, that mga kandesi le tingo kore sungo mendo ta mga re, that mga kandesi le tingo kore sde sungo mendo peje, lo ba.
Then next, I guess the text goes on to explain what are the personal instructions that we should rely on.
What to say? That. That in the swell, that nature was chamber changed in Jenny Shannon's Dangala Nung Nansen Subani, Bewo Lactil, Bewom Lactil, some shill and Yaban Yabala, Missirkis, Sura Tamja Dangado Koala, Serres Shabatangs.
So the great yogi, Changjub Rinjin, so he said, someone who has reached certainty concerning just one volume, which fits in the hand. Yeah. So that person cannot be said to be someone who knows all the topics of instructions. Yeah. So someone who knows all the direct instructions is said to be someone who understands that all the Buddha's teachings are instructions.
So sometimes we think
we just have to rely on just one small text, But the text does not show the essential points of the entire path, But it shows a portion of the path, and then we kind of stick onto it and take refuge in it, and rely on it, So that's not the way to go about. But rather, we have to rely on those treatises, texts that contains the instructions concerning the whole path and the whole teachings.
Tatunda, Sungrap Tamjala, Sungrap Tamja, Damadu Charela, Tarangi, Judan, that Judan Jela, never to that, Rangi Zungwe, Tatunda, or Damadu Charela, Rangi Wana Kalejaka, Sungu, Tatunda.
In order for the instructions, in order for all the scriptures to appear to us as instructions, in order for us to realize that everything, all the scriptures are meant for practice, we ourselves, from our own side, we have to gather all the causes and conditions for that to happen. So we need the kind of understanding that the great Cho Atisha, as disciples, our disciple Kompa Rinchen Lama, has, and which he expressed, saying that he had ground his. Is that the correct verb? Verb tense? He has ground. Means like what you do with the coffee beans, He had ground his body, speech, and mind to dust in a single meditation session on Lama Tisha's instructions, and thereby, the understanding had now arisen in him that all the scriptures are instructions.
아톡신이 다 딘데고도 변한 텐도 찍라 세디 다 탄다 딘데기 신고도 변한 텐도 찍라 세디 랑기 냠수 랭기다 최디 간대지 나야 랑기 생기 띵라다 과 만약에 파도 아니 주 마셔와치네 아니 딱지 찍고 그랬어 딘데 신고에서 텐도 찍라 세디 다 탄다 주 마셔와 다 탄다 이다 또 텐도 찍라 세디 다 주 마셔와치 다 랑 냠냐 강치에게 최디 주 마셔와치 아니 양양도 딱지 체제 관인의 버터다 딱지 치고 그래서 어디서 구했다.
So here, so they're saying that, you know, they're saying that. So you know, when we talk about one meditation session, when we sit down in one session, so to doing that session, you know, I mean, you're supposed to be practicing something, isn't it?
되게 돈다디 다 된도 직색 돈다디다 그런 거 맞다 돈다디 된대실 거야시다.
So the meaning, you know, so if we say, you know, one meditation session, what is the meaning of one session, you know? So the meaning of one session means, you know, that, you know, with respect or with regard to whatever you are practicing, you know. Yeah. So until you gain a thorough ascertainment of that thing, that very subject that you're practicing, until that thorough ascertainment arises in your heart, you know, you have to continuously, you know, analyze and check, you know, in order to arrive at that understanding. So that's the meaning of one meditation session. You got it, no? That means how long is the meditation session?
So it's not
so much the word itself, no, one meditation session. No. We are trying to look at the real meaning of what is intended behind this phrase, one meditation session, yeah. Okay? So it means, you know, basically what it is saying is this: whatever subject matter it is that you're trying to practice, yeah, is Dharma, yeah. Until a thorough ascertainment of it arises in your heart, that you have to continuously check and analyze in order to generate that ascertainment. Okay.
Oh, to Tinde Sung, that in Lunga is Sum, Karatanda. Lunga is Sum, do the Lapa, say, that on the Otingudo, Tonda, Nita, Rangi, Lu, Na, is Sungre Tone, that Kalejako is Sungre, that's over, Kalejako Gress, Tuxun, that on Dani, that Rangi Lunga is some Hulu, Chini, Denny, Tonda to be Mavaris, that Lunga is Sungre Tone, Kalejako.
So that's the real meaning behind the word one meditation session, yeah. Okay, and how does one, you know, how does one so called conduct that one meditation session, you know, so called, you know? So Gompa Rinchen said that he had ground his body, speech, and mind, yeah. Which means, you know, in order to arrive at the thorough ascertainment or whatever you are practicing, you know, you have to continuously work at it, you know, with your body, speech, and mind. Continuously work at it, you know, which means it's not that you know, you can kind of like, you know, stay cool, relax, and you know, I told my to the kind of, you know. So, and then what else? I forgot what I have to say next.
독신이 다 던다니 다 람렘이
쇼아 now remember. so in the context of what we are studying here, we are here to study the lamrim, the stages, the path to enlightenment, yeah. So therefore, we have to devote our body, speech, and mind to the study of the Lamrim so that we can arrive at a definite ascertainment and an understanding of this text. Yeah. And we have to devote our body, speech, and mind. So, and in order to make our study and understanding successful, then we also have to strive, put effort into accumulating merit, purifying our minds of obscurations, and in particular, to rely on, to engage in guru yoga, guru devotion practice. Yeah. So when all these different factors and conditions come together, then all the scriptures will arise as instructions.
What in this do that in a tongue to toba yang tindijing got a tatoba mong, taji chis, tatoba mong bu chejang, then yamne chimishing. What a toba mong bu chena, yamne chimishing. Tati, jinzen carriers, tatada. Tati carriers in that cinema, the germuji, jinzen kain, a mosma, tatada.
So it happens, to people that despite learning, despite having heard so many teachings, despite having received so many teachings, but when it comes down to practice, they have no idea where to start or what to do, Okay, so why does that happen to these? Why does it happen in the first place? Yeah? So then Nama Sungapa then goes on to explain the reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so why? What's the reason? The despite studying so much, having heard so many teachings, but then when it comes down to putting it into practice, one is completely lost, doesn't have any idea. So the reason is this. So, in the words of the precious teacher, Drundumba, so if after studying the Dharma a lot, you feel the need to search elsewhere for a way of applying the Dharma, you are mistaken. So likewise, those who study the Dharma a lot over a long period and completely ignorant as to how to set about it, develop the wish to practice Dharma, they do not understand, and therefore they have made mistakes in the manner described above here. So what is Lama Tsongkhapa saying here? That their error, their mistake, is in not understanding what I have already explained.
だ、だ、だけ、そうれ、だ、今度しばなしんれ。だ、だまてん、ちょって、だ、しゅん。らば、だしゅん、ちんぼてんぞ、ちゃくよれ。てえ、こんばしばな。だ、あに、あに、らめためめがらてんね。あに、しんこや。だ、とんだ。らば。お、てんでけ、あに、ち、めがらてんね。しゅんぎ、こんば、ちょだんで、やっぽしだ。ましんべ、きんぎ、とばれ、せいし、だ、とんだ、てすもめろだ。
So, as I've already stated clearly, so the text is basically saying that, what are the supreme instructions? The supreme instructions are the classic texts themselves, those sutras, tantras, and the great treatises that clarify the intent of those teachings. But for us, in order to realize the meaning of these great treatises, we have to rely on the personal instructions of a holy being, of a teacher, isn't it? So the purpose of relying on all the personal instructions is to realize the, to understand these great classical texts that clarify the intent of the Buddha's teachings. So if one does not understand this process, then one may study a lot, but when it comes down to practice, if one still does not have any idea what to practice, then this is a clear sign of not having understood what I've just mentioned.
Yeah.
So if you understand what we have just been discussing, then you understand that the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings are related. Literally in Tibetan it means if you're learning the Dharma, hearing the teachings, has hit the mark. You understand what the expression to hit the mark? That means if you're doing it right, if your way of hearing the teachings, your way of learning the Dharma hits the point, and you're on the right track, then you will realize that the scriptural teachings and the realizational teachings, these two are complementary. They assist one another. They are related.
What is one that digital? Digital. Temba ni zole temba tamje longa tobe tanye to she sumba ta longa ke temba ni le melas longa temba ni chua lap to lembe sul duche long tena peba yin la tobe temba ni tena.
So as it says in the treasury of knowledge on the Abhidhamma Kosha, the Buddha's teachings have two aspects, or it's twofold. Yeah. So the teachings have the nature of scripture and a nature of realization. Okay. So as this verse says, the teaching is nothing apart from scriptural teaching and realizational teaching. Okay. So teaching is either one of these two. Yeah. So then what is the scriptural teaching? The scriptural teaching is how the Dharma should be practiced, and the scriptural teaching establishes the manner of accomplishment, or the manner in which you go about doing your practice here. Okay? Then what is the realizational teaching? The realizational teaching is what is thus established here. Okay? Since one practices in accordance with what is to be established, okay, these two act as cause and effect. To give an analogy, when you have a horse race in Kranji, for example, the horse is first shown the track, yeah, the race track, yeah. And afterwards, likewise, then it runs there, yeah, right? So then it would be ridiculous to show it a track, a course. Okay. Yeah. So if you show the horse where it is supposed to run, yeah.
So
So the teachings that we hear, that we receive, that is the very thing that we are supposed to practice. So if the teachings that we hear, if we somehow feel that the teachings that we hear has nothing to do with what we are supposed to practice, then something is wrong. Yeah. So if that happens, yeah. So it's the same like what it says here. You know? It would be ridiculous to show the horse a particular track, and then you conduct the race, you know, somewhere else, you know. So when it comes to let me see. So when it comes to, it says here attainments, but I think it should be practice, yeah, not attainments. So when it comes to practice, yeah, how could it, it's not attainments, I think. I don't think it's correct. So when it comes to practice, how could it be appropriate to practice something after having determined something else through listening and reflection?
What in the song? That day, that was that castle. That day. That was my Tuesday. You go there. That time, that castle. That right. That yesterday, so that castle. That gomje do shaba ina right. That gomchinge jina pe na castle na.
So then, in the course of practice, we do engage in meditation, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. And, in terms of meditation, we are also supposed to engage in analytical meditation. You know, analytical meditation? But there are people who have this wrong concept, a wrong view, or this misconception, thinking that you should not engage in analysis. You should not perform analytical meditation. So there's this wrong idea going around. So in the course of practice, we have to engage in meditation, isn't it? And actually, in reality, we also have to engage in analytical meditation. But there's this very quite a common idea that people have now, thinking that when they think and they say, that you should not engage in analytical meditation. You know? Don't think too much. Sounds familiar, right? So these people usually they believe and they say, thinking is fine, analytical meditation is fine, but using your brains, using your wisdom to think about things, that is fine, in the context of listening to the teachings, and that is fine in the context of doing your reflection, but when it comes to meditation, then at that time, you must not do analysis. You should abandon all conceptuality. Because these people say that, thinking, in meditation, is an obstacle, is a hindrance to achieving enlightenment. So there is this misconception,
되게 삼로 진대지 코바이나 다 가르스 버스나 다 더나 곰제 까블라 곰베 까블라 나 토섬 쳬바디 베제메 가지고 차로 다 더나 로바 곰잡도 가나 곰잡도 가나 나 토섬 쳬디 다 제메 전시 차바로 와 로바 진대 삼로 코바이나 다
Okay, you follow? So there are people who think that, you know, analysis, analytical analysis, you know, thinking about stuff, you know, trying to figure out things, work things out, you know, it's not to be done during meditation. It is fine if you do it during the time of listening and reflection. You know, we talk about listening, reflection, meditation, these three things, they were there. So some people say, oh, listening, oh, you can do analysis, it's fine. And when you're reflecting, doing reflection, oh, that's fine. But 你打坐的时候, you're in meditation, you know. You cannot think. Okay, so what is actually going on in the minds of these people who believe in this? Essentially, this is what they are saying. Whatever you have learned through listening and reflection has no relation whatsoever to what you're going to meditate on. There's no relation. No relationship here. Isn't it? So therefore, what you meditate is something different from what you have learned through listening and reflection. Essentially, this is what they're saying, isn't it? You follow, na? You follow the logic? This one, no reply. Huh? 有没有? 可以吗?
That's the Jermuji. Mangomache, Gomdukala Shambaji Gombadi, that Digio Maris, that of the Jermuji. Tossum get down by the Chichi. And if Gombekabla, Tile Shambaji Gome, Chevina, that's on the Digio Maris, that on the Jermuji.
So,
what is that?
So, in essence, Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that, you know, if on one hand you arrive at some conclusion or some understanding through hearing and reflection, yeah. Yeah, you arrive at something. But then, when you meditate, you know, you meditate on something else other than this, what you have, you know, if you meditate on something other than the conclusion that you have arrived at through listening and reflection, if that happens, then it is wrong. Salah.
What?
Long pia, you see.
That tinema, that jirbuchige, that on that long kung duche. That love Kamala Shil Komin Kung Tache, Kung Tanche, that Toba, Samba, Kumba said, Ma Java Yedevashi, Tatota, Chiki Chil Java Yedevashi, Chaki Yores, Otoxini, that Komin Lung Tache to be Mareta. Again, that Jemet in the Sharwa, the Batin the Shabana, that Jermuji Tindemare, and it Jermuji Kung to Sadi, Java Chibi Pendul Kung Tuche, Kamala Shishun Kongrim Tama Kung Tanche.
So Lama Tsongkhapa is basically, you know, and in essence he's saying that, you know, if you know, the conclusion that you arrive at through hearing the teachings and through reflecting on the teachings, you know, is completely unrelated to what you're going to meditate on, yeah. Then that is a huge mistake. It's wrong, yeah. Okay, and you know he explains why. And then in order to support, you know, this fact, yeah. Then he, you know, relies on scriptural authority, and in this case, he quotes, you know, a text of a great Indian master, Kamala Shila, yeah. So he quotes, you know, from
Gomrim Tamales, Yang Toba Dong Sambalajum, Sherab Ji Toba Kain Ba Tinis, Gombalajum, Sherab Ji Gombar Chai, Shin to Mayin De, Ta Juki Tene Jupa Shin, kyokpa shino she sungso so tukse.
So he, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the last volume or the last of the three stages of meditation, okay? So he quotes, yeah? Whatever has been realized by the wisdom arising from listening and reflection is precisely what should be cultivated by means of the wisdom arising from meditation. Just like a horse runs along the course of the track that it has been shown. Gishila is asking me whether you all understand or not. So now I ask you, do you all understand or not? But the answer you can give directly. Whatever understanding that we gain from hearing the teachings and reflecting on the teachings, that very understanding is what we must meditate on, familiarize ourselves with. Yeah, okay. So, if we end up meditating on something different, something that is not what we have learned and studied, yeah, or reflected on, then that is a mistake. So, how can we one day, you know, be able to see all the scriptures as instructions? How? So, as I said earlier, in order to realize that the scriptures, or all these scriptures, the sutras, tantras, and the great classical texts, and all the great Indian masters, in order to realize that these scriptures are the best instructions, they are the supreme instructions, in order to realize this fact, and to realize that we have to rely on the personal instructions, personal instructions, yeah, such as the lamrim. The lamrim, the stages of the path of enlightenment, is a personal instruction, yeah, of the masters. Yeah. And by relying on the personal instructions of the masters, such as the lamrim, the stages of the path of enlightenment, then we can come to understand that all the scriptures are instructions. And what how should we arrive at that understanding? How should we seek the real meaning, the intent of all the great treatises? We should dedicate our entire body, speech, and mind to that endeavor.
Yeah. Toba dan samba cheche. Da tosam ki tenla papsaya dagarang ani gomeji res. Rwa, tosam chedi da bena. Tosam ki tenla papsaya tundingi gome kala gomji yuwa maresena di nandu chimbo res. Tosam ki kan tenla papsaya tundingi gomchebe nekabla gome di tiresta. Tosam ki tenla papsaya tundingi gome nekabla gome di tiresta. 공기 내가 봤디 가야지 싸우냐 말했어. 다시 한번 뜻은 거야.
Whatever conclusion we arrive at through hearing the teachings and through reflecting on the teachings, those conclusions, those understanding, is the very thing that is to be practiced in meditation. Whatever we meditate on is none other than the very conclusion that we have arrived at through hearing and reflection. So it is wrong, it's a mistake to meditate on something that is not arrived or that is not a conclusion due to our hearing and reflecting on the teachings.
어떻게니? 다툰다이니? 다지르보지마 순두칸라 다곰세디라 다제곰도 주곰스니 니체 티나는 곰기나는 초도주와디 제곰인스 이제르보지디 순구요래 다디 다다 먼저 제래 임구르바다.
So later in the text, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa will explain in detail about meditation. What is the meaning of meditation? And it's stated clearly in the text. There are two types of meditation: analytical meditation and stabilization, stabilizing meditation or concentration meditation. Okay, you know, which we is the thing that we usually think about. You know, when we think about meditation, we think, so that's what we call concentration meditation. Okay, so but of these two forms of meditation, the analytical meditation is the more important one.
어제 무슨 독순 거래? 다디야 어 독순이 다던다 대섬 예시래 다링 다 가르스나 다 대섬 곰순 세디 대와 매번 진바이나 다디 객침 부차에 대섬 곰순 세디 대와 여가시래스 디야다 어 자갈 케베 뺀드 무슨 자갈 케베 뺀드 무슨 해다 산지 송나 두에 로와 어디네 말해.
So, so that is to be this that will come later. But for today, what you have to understand is that the threefold activity of hearing the teachings, reflecting on the teachings, and then meditating on the teachings. These three are interrelated, interconnected. They support one another. It's not as if they are separate entities on their own. You know? I mean, they have nothing to do with one another. Yeah. Okay. So they support one another rather than obstructing one another. Okay.
Oh, 독신이 제가 다틴데시다 다틀어 고착과 다톤다이 터슴 곰숨 세디 찌기찌기 대화 여바지라 아니 고착과 아니 다가 나신 아니지 다 중첨버 남라 다 당가 친절마다 땡여봐 틴데시 숭구도 수다 제일 뭐지. 딘데시 아니 토라 잡고에 나 남사다 하고 마티는 제르무지 딘데 숭우도 수다디 베제 베제다 제르무지 고란 냠뉴치그로 원만살려로 와 다 숭우 용수 조바 대시 안 딘데시 숭구요 하래 제가 디 베제다 댐바 차그로 와다.
So for now, what you must seek to understand is what I've just said. Yeah, you know, it's important that you understand it yourself. You know? That how the threefold activity of hearing the teachings, reflecting on the teachings, and meditating on the teachings, they are interconnected. They help one another rather than obstructing one another. Okay? But you have to understand why and how. Yeah, okay? Then, Lama Tsongkhapa is saying very clearly in the teachings, in the text here, that the supreme instructions are none other than those great philosophical treatises. I use the word great philosophical treatises, but or maybe we should just say classic, the classic texts, you know, the great treatises. You know. Yeah, these great treatises are the supreme instructions. Yeah, you just keep that in mind. But of course, for us to be able to understand that now, I mean, it's quite difficult, yeah, because we have not studied extensively. Yeah. But you have to understand who is it that's saying it. You know, it's Lama Tsongkhapa. So Lama Tsongkhapa's experience is I guess higher than ours, yeah. Agree? So he can't be, you know, whatever he's saying, there must be some truth in it, isn't it? Yeah. So we just keep this in mind. Of course, we will not understand it immediately, but we just keep this in mind for the time being, okay? So another thing to really keep in mind is this, and pay attention to this, okay? Lama Tsongkhapa said very clearly in the text that we must never ever make a distinction, between, there are some teachings that are for talk only, for learning only, for study. Whereas, in terms of practice, there's something else, So Lama Tsongkhapa says, never ever think of the teachings of the Dharma in such a way. This is a huge, this is a big obstacle, yeah, okay? Whatever we learn, that we study, is the very thing that we are supposed to practice, yeah? Okay? Should not make such a distinction between them, that's and wrong, yeah? So keeping this in our heart all the time, then as much as possible, then we should apply it in our daily lives, yeah? Okay?
All right. Thank you.
So perhaps there's a time for just one question. And if I'm able to give you the answer now, I'll give it right away. If not, then perhaps in the next lesson. Yeah, so the new students should be the ones asking the question. Yeah. Or the Lao one. Those who have been around for a while, no need to ask now. So you should never be afraid of asking questions.
Not the new student, not the old student.
Okay? So it is pointless to be afraid of asking questions. And most people are like that, isn't it?
Wait.
I haven't finished what Geshe-la said. So this is an important point to keep in mind. Most people don't want to ask questions. And the reason why they don't want to ask questions is basically embarrassment. Yeah? You always think, if I ask this question, what do other people think of my question? What do other people think of me? Well, people will think that this is a stupid question and so forth. So if you have such worries, then it is a mistake. It's wrong, basically. Yeah. Okay?
Sorry, come to you. Yeah.
Who is talking and where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Sorry.
Ni hao.
Can you help us to repeat the thing that you just mentioned? Lack of intelligence, lack of merits. The third one, I didn't really. And then the fourth one.
Predominance of obscurations.
Predominance of obscurations.
That means a lot of obscurations.
All right, and then the fourth one, can I confirm, is relying on a qualified teacher?
No, not relying.
Not relying on a qualified teacher, on the lack of.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And costs and conditions.
These are some of the reasons why.
So, intelligence. Lack of intelligence.
Merits? Lack of merit, yeah.
And then the third one?
In terms of obscuration, it's not lack of, yeah.
Yeah, so it's... abundance of obscurations?
Yeah, yeah. That's me, yeah.
All right, thank you. Next one.
Okay. Yeah. No, next time, next time. Keep your question next time. Yeah. Oh yeah, the Trinity Master.
Okay. Yeah.